Shortly, Shirley and I would forget all about Poteenville for a while. We had our own oats to roll. If you're curious, Trooper George Stankowski got into one of those buses he'd seen by busting a folding door with a rock. He started the 40-passenger Bluebird with a spare key he found taped to the back of the driver's sun visor, and eventually packed 24 coughing, weeping, red-eyed children and two teachers inside. Many of the children were still clutching the misshapen pots and blots and ceramic ashtrays they'd made that afternoon. Three of the kids were unconscious, one from an allergic reaction to chlorine fumes, the other two simply fainting victims, OD'd on terror and excitement. One of the crafts teachers, Rosalind Nevers, was in more serious straits. George saw her on the sidewalk, lying on her side, gasping and semi-conscious, digging at her swelled throat with weakening fingers, her eyes bulged from their sockets like the yolks of poached eggs. "That's my mommy," one of the little girls said. Tears were welling up steadily from her huge brown eyes, but she never lost hold of that clavet she was holding, or tilted it so the black-eyed Susan she'd put in fell out. "She has the asthma." George was kneeling beside the woman by then, with her head back over his forearm to keep her airway open as wide as possible. Her hair hung down to the concrete. "Does she take something for her asthma, honey, when it's bad like this?" "In her pocket," the little girl with the vase said. "Is my mommy gonna die?"
"Nah," George said.
He got the Flovin inhaler out of Mrs. Nevers' pocket and shot a good blast down her throat. She gasped, shivered, and sat up. George carried her onto the bus in his arms, walking behind the coughing, crying children. He plopped Rosalind in a seat next to her daughter and then slipped behind the steering wheel, put the bus into gear, and bumped it across the soccer field, past his cruiser and onto the access road. By the time he nosed the Bluebird back onto County Road 46, the kids were singing, "Row, row, row your boat." And that's how Trooper George Stankowski became an authentic hero, while a few of us left behind were just trying to hold on to our sanity and our lives.